My father's name was Emory Roberts. My father was a member of the United States Secret Service for about 28 years. Probably most famous day was, of course, the day that we all remember, the day that President Kennedy was assassinated. And my father was in Dallas that day, and he was in the front seat of the follow-up car in the passenger side.
There has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy. He was wounded in an automobile driving from Dallas Airport.
I was in 11th grade. It was the last hour of school that day. People didn't have cell phones. So the schools could hold news for a while and know they could hold it. And the school knew that as soon as they announced it, that there would be pandemonium. So at the beginning of the last period, the principal came over the intercom and said the president had been assassinated, Governor Connally had been wounded, and that a Secret Service agent had been killed. And that was incorrect, of course, but I didn't know that at the time. So I literally thought that I had lost potentially my father and my president the same day. I was up out of my chair, and I was out of the room almost as fast as I heard the news. I got to the phone. I called my mother immediately, and I said to my mother, "Is Dad okay?" It wasn't an awful news about the president. "Is Dad okay?" It was very personal. And my mother didn't hesitate a moment and said, "He's fine." At that moment, I was correct about one thing. Pandemonium is now taking place in the halls. And I was within walking distance of the school, and I walked home. 3 days later, I asked my mother how she knew that my father was okay, and she said, "I didn't." And I said, "Suppose he wasn't okay." And she said, "We would have dealt with that at that time." That was a moment I'll never forget, because she was clearly in control no matter how serious the situation. And, of course, the Secret Service agent was not killed. It was Officer Tippett. But the report was the report, and I believed the report.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
My mother and my brother drove down to the White House to pick up my father that night. I stayed at home to answer the phones and stuff. My father came home that night, went down our basement, and we had an Underwood upright typewriter. We're talking about with the carbon paper and everything else. And he typed his report of what happened that day, and I read it. He probably shouldn't have given it to me, but I read it that night. So it's as fresh as you can get. The first thing that I remember of reading it was his testimony was 2 or 3 shots were fired. And I said to him after I read it, "How come you don't know whether it was 2 or 3? At that point, he probably knew he'd made a mistake. This 11th grade kid shouldn't probably have read this report this early. So be it. He answers, he looked at me and he said, "Because the brain is not a tape recorder." It was very clinical. It was almost like Sergeant Friday, "Just the facts, ma'am." He never told me anything else about that particular day other than the things that were in his report. That, again, he wrote that night.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th President of the United States.
It was my father, and yet it was like, that's almost too close. This is something you read in history books. This is something that you study about. It's not supposed to be the person that you have dinner with at the dinner table every night. So it's like you're just sort of observing something, or you're reading a book or something. And in fact, no, this is part of your family.